Well, good morning. Ladies, let me let you in on a secret. This morning, as men, we can be complex creatures. And as a result of being complex creatures, sometimes it hinders between us and our wives and other women effective communication. Men don't always say what they mean. When a man says it would take too long to explain, he may mean I have no idea how it works. When a man says take a break, honey, you have been working too hard, he may mean I cannot hear the game over the vacuum cleaner. When a man says that's interesting, dear, he may mean, honey, are you still talking? And when a man says, you look terrific, be aware, ladies, he may mean, oh, please, don't try on one more outfit. I'm starving. And when a man says, that's not what I meant, he may mean, if something I said can be interpreted two ways, and one of the ways makes you sad or angry, I meant the other one. I like that. My all-time favorite. Last one, my all-time favorite. When a man says, I'm lost, or I'm not lost, I'm not lost, I know exactly where we are, he may mean no one will ever see us alive again. We're complex creatures. And we don't always say what we mean. But this morning, what I am saying, and what I try to communicate is what I mean. Because I want to take our thoughts and I want to take my thoughts from the Word of God as I speak to us men as dads. Happy Father's Day. And just as I began on the Lord's Day, which in our country traditionally was styled Mother's Day, I say today on Father's Day that I am aware that this day, while a blessing and an easy, memorable, comfortable day for many, is not that way for others. Not all. For this day is an enjoyable day. There's just floods of emotions. Some that bring pain and hurt, and some that even make the best of us wrestle with what we know cannot abide in our hearts, and that's anger and resentment and bitterness. But I want us also to appreciate that not all dads are bad dads. There are a lot of good men who are doing the best that they know to do to be the dad, the father, that our Heavenly Father would have us to be. And for that reason, I want to speak this morning to us this morning as dads. Good for us to be together. If you're visiting this morning, I say to you, and again, we say to you, welcome. We are glad that you are with us this morning. I will say in the beginning that being a dad can be a very difficult thing. It is fraught with challenges. It is filled with difficulties. Leadership is not easy. There are jobs. Men, and you realize this, dads, we know full well the job market, the career in our day and age creates challenges for us. The demands of an unrealistic boss. The challenge to balance family life and what we know should come first. The challenge to balance that with what at times is very difficult for us, meeting all the demands. We live in an immoral world. And that alone brings challenges, especially for us as dads, in a position of headship and leadership, because we understand the evil in our world and the evil one who's seeking to attack us and our families. We live in a culture, a day and age that is attempting and will continue to attempt to redefine gender roles. Satan's agenda to blur lines of distinction, where the role of father is being redefined, and sadly, too many men are simply content with abdicating their role and allowing a woman to fill the position of headship that God gave to man. The media does not help, because we're being bombarded, men, through media with images and messages that portrays most men as fools, is inept, ignorant, inadequate, as if to send a message to a younger generation that men, pardon the word, are stupid. They don't get it. They're brainless, they're spineless, they're cowardly.